This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. The projects include Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan or PM Jan Man. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion at campus of Vinoba Bhave University in Hazaribagh, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvdharm Prarthana Sabha was held at Bapu's Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi, Vijay Ghat in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating that the commitment to Swachhata is a lifelong vow, not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission in New Delhi, Mr. Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India. The Prime Minister said that in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwada, more than 27 lakh events were organized in the country, in which more than 28 crore people participated. He expressed that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country. Mr. Modi highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today. Delhi police today seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine worth 2,000 crore rupees after busting an international drug syndicate in New Delhi. The police has so far arrested four accused in the case from the Mehrauli region of the national capital. Additional Commissioner of Police, Special Cell, Pramod Kushwaha, said that police has recovered 562 kilograms of cocaine and 40 kilograms of marijuana from their possession. In Bihar, an Indian Air Force chopper engaged in flood relief work made an emergency landing this afternoon in the Aurairi area in Muzaffarpur district. Talking to Akashwani News, SSP of Muzaffarpur, Rakesh Kumar said four crew members, including the pilot, were safely ejected. The helicopter was on a sortie to flood-affected Sitamarhi district and it was carrying relief materials. The helicopter, which landed in fields, is badly damaged. The Uttar Pradesh government will provide all financial cover to Atul Kumar, a student from Muzaffarnagar, Uttar Pradesh, who could not get admission to IIT Dhanbad due to money issues. The Social Welfare Department of the state government will now cover the full tuition fees of Atul, who belongs to a scheduled caste category, through the state's scholarship scheme. It will also provide scholarship for the next 4 years. Israel's Foreign Minister, Israel Katz, has announced that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is prohibited from entering the country. This decision comes in the wake of recent tensions between Israel and Iran. On Wednesday, Israel officially declared UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres persona non grata, citing that what they perceive as a lack of explicit condemnation of Iran's recent missile attack on Israel. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Holness, today reached Varanasi. In Varanasi, he visited Sarnath, the first preaching site of Lord Buddha, along with Governor of the state, Anandiben Patel, and Finance Minister in the state government also accompanied him.